Fire Chief Dave LeBlanc from Northern Sunrise County joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. Chief, thank you very much for joining us. I caught this in the July issue of Ag Matters, which is put out by Northern Sunrise County, on the fact that people, especially this year, need to be fire smart on their farms. Please, just get your comments on the fact that we need to be fire smart on the farm.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate the Ag Services Northern Sunrise County actually coming to us and asking for information to put that out to the public. I think that was a great idea. And to follow up to that, I could talk a bit about some challenges we had when we were out there in the Harmon Valley Fire, trying to sprinkler homes and fire smart them prior to the fire burning over and us being able to go back and do some mop-up and save the properties. Some of the challenges we did find that people can do is... especially during the fire season, ensure that there's no clutter around the homes. Firewood built up, along the homes underneath decks. Lots of clutter in the decks we found. Propane tanks, some empty, some not, stored next to the properties. I appreciate people love trees, et cetera, but if they can cut back the trees a little further from the home so it's, literally not touching the house. So when it ignites and goes up, it doesn't catch underneath eaves, things like that. So we did fire smart some of the homes. We actually used, and this is something you can do, prior to if you get evacuated in a wildland fire, is just use a tarp. Even a plastic tarp will work to cover combustibles like firewood and, small sheds, dog houses. We've had some issues with that. And what that does is if the embers land on top of the tarp, it'll burn out even if it melts the tarp. Before igniting what's underneath. And that's one of the tactics that we use as well. Moving, we'll move stuff into the middle of the yard, away from the home, and like patio furniture, anything like that that could catch on top of the deck, and we'll cover it with tarps and secure it prior to sprinkling the home. So that's a couple of the things that you can do, just to kind of keep your grass as green as you can, cut fairly short during fire season. Definitely helps. We found that the fire was so hot in Harmon Valley, even though the grass wasn't burning up to, say, an object, if there was a metal object in the middle of a field or close to the bush line, per se, the fire was so hot it was heating up that actual metal object and burning the grass underneath it.
Wow.
And around. Yeah. So it was, it can burn pretty hot.
How easy is it for farmers, especially, I guess, either around the house or even in the fields as well, to skip that step to say, hey, we need to be careful, especially now?
Yeah, well, around now, it's quieting down for us. We have some rain and the fields are seeded. Prior to seeding, though, what we did as part of our tactics is we hired a company in Harmon Valley to till around the fields on the outside of the bush line. So when the fire did reach the field, there was nothing for it to burn to get into the field and then cross that field into another bush line. So even tilling, we've had some farming community to till their properties prior to, the fire reaching that area, and it definitely helped. We had some water tankers spraying down through the ditches to widen that fire line along the range roads and township roads, and spray around the property. So just if there was a big enough area around the home, which a tanker can get around, we did get a water line going. You can do that if you have your own water source. There was a couple people that did have their own water trucks and stuff that, did do that. And that all helps.
How much do the restrictions that the municipalities, i.e. Northern Sunrise County, how much do those restrictions that they put out help with the decisions that need to be made, both from your perspective and I guess from the farm owner's perspective?
Yeah, so we make that decision to do fire bans or fire restrictions. We look at a number of things in our section, and then we kind of compare it to what forestry does in their area. A lot of it has to do with relative humidities, fuel moisture content, future weather patterns. We're looking for what's called crossover. That's when relative humidity is lower than the temperature. So if temperature is 35 and the humidity is 15, you have what's called crossover. And that's when you get the wildfire behavior, you know, jumping from tree to tree and moving quite quickly. Wind is a huge factor, especially in the Harm Valley fire. We had 60 to 80 k winds, moving, you know, to the west, which is unheard of usually in our area, usually the opposite. So that was a challenge. So yeah, we look at all those factors and then make a decision on, you know, fire permits and what kind of fire bans and fire restrictions we put on.
We've had some significant rainfall here in northwestern Alberta over the past couple of days. How much do you think that's going to help?
Yeah, we've been monitoring the rainfall. I had some heavy rain in the last few days. I think that's going to make a significant impact in getting that soil wet. It's got to get down a little deeper into the soil so the vegetation greens up and become, you know, that fuel moisture content rises up higher. So we are definitely watching that and keeping an eye on what's coming up for heat and wind and any more precipitation.
More is needed despite the fact that we've had quite a bit of rain over the last few days, correct?
Yeah, according to forestry, we're still sitting in a drought situation as far as fuel moisture and things like that. We didn't get the snowpack that we were hoping for this year. You can even tell that throughout Alberta and BC. If you just look at, the Peace River earlier on in July, it was significantly low, one of the lowest I've seen it actually. So, yeah, there's not a lot of moisture out there still.
We've established that, yes, we have had rain, but, yes, it is still fairly dry. And as far as being fire smart to the farms are concerned, here we are into the summer months. How much do farmers, in your opinion, still need to take that step of taking extra precautions?
Yeah, we still have a lot of precautions to take. Hats off to our farming community in Northern Sunrise County. They're really good with, checking in with us for fire permits and what the restrictions are. One of the things that we do caution people right now is, you know, if you have a campfire at home, ensure, you know, you wet down the grass and there's like at least a meter of dirt or rock around your fire pit. Water the grass around it, ensure that you're not having a fire and significant winds. Usually 12 kilometers is our goal for fire permits. If anything more than that, we get a little worried. Burn barrels as well. We've had some issues way back earlier on before we did some education on burn barrels. Ensure your burn barrel is not sitting on dry grass because it will heat up the barrel, as I mentioned in the wildfire, and catch the grass around it. We've had some homes, some near misses with homes where the burn barrel caught. Ignited a shed or, you know, came close to igniting homes. So make sure that your burn barrel is safe. You have a screen on it to prevent the embers from catching in the wind and getting carried to some grass and dry grass somewhere in the area, and then you have an issue. Burn piles. We did have a burn pile that was set on fire during, you know, the permitted area. It was permitted and everything. However, when the winds picked up, it picked up some ash from that burn pile and unfortunately ignited a shop on fire. So, I mean, those embers can fly hot for quite the distance, travel in the grass, and then ignite a structure. So, you know, caution with your burn piles. Check them regularly. If you are extremely worried about it, call the fire department. We can come out with a thermometer camera and check, you know, to ensure that, you know, it hasn't gotten into deep into the ground or isn't going to, you know, cause some issues in the future.
Fingers crossed that everybody cooperates and we stay safe and at least calm down a little bit, especially with the fires that are going on in the area. We need to be fire smart, I'm thinking. Fire Chief Dave LeBlanc is with Northern Sunrise County, and he joined us for the Ag Show today. Chief, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.